Hello and welcome to this podcast on EY's 2018 UK Attractiveness Survey. In this podcast, I'm going to cover the UK's performance in attracting foreign direct investment in 2017, and this will form the basis for future podcasts where we look at the outlook for the UK going forward and some of the policy recommendations we believe could act to strengthen the UK's FDI performance over time. 2017 was a good year for the UK. We attracted 6% more foreign direct investment projects than in 2016. However, in a European market that grew by 10%, this did mean that the UK's market share fell from 19 to 18% of all European projects. But what really characterised the UK's performance in 2017 was a battle between the impact of Brexit on one hand, which has started to reduce the level of foreign direct investment in some key sectors, such as business services and financial services, and the surge in digital. We saw digital projects increase by 33% across Europe, and the UK saw a 22% increase, with London seeing an increase actually slightly faster than the European growth rate in the digital sector. As a result, digital really contributed nearly all of the UK's growth in the year, with an increase from 261 to 320 projects. But that was offset by a decline in business services, which fell from 196 to 177 projects, and financial services, which went from 106 to 79. And these results are very consistent with our survey of 450 investors, which complements the project data that we've collected. Investors in the services sector are more nervous about the outlook for the UK as a result of changes that Brexit is making in regulation and the labour market in particular, and they've already signalled they are either putting projects on hold or actually moving some projects away from the UK. By contrast, the manufacturing sector is still in wait and see mode and isn't really making significant changes in investment decisions at this point. When we look at the types of projects, we also see a 31% decline in headquarters and a 29% decline in logistics projects in 2017, contrasting with a 17% increase in manufacturing and a 31% increase in R&D projects. So we can see that investors are nervous about Brexit, that the impact isn't a general one across the economy, but does vary significantly by sector and type of project. But nevertheless, we can see in digital, in manufacturing and R&D, where the UK has a strong offer, it's still able to compete very effectively in the European market. The final noteworthy point on the UK's FDI performance in 2017 was the increase in investment leaving the UK and being made in other European countries. This was particularly marked again for financial services, where we saw project numbers increase from 28 to 54, and in digital, where the numbers went from 34 to 84, you know, an increase of around 147%. What we're seeing is UK businesses, as they part of their preparations for Brexit, moving assets or making investments that give them options to operate in the European market over the long term. And while it may seem strange, it isn't necessarily something we should be worried about, this outbound investment. It potentially increases the UK's influence across Europe, certainly gives us more soft power and allows us to remain as a European operator across the whole continent. Stepping back then and looking across 2017, it was a good year for the UK, but not a great one. And there are some concerns about potentially future growth in terms of, while we did grow, it wasn't at the level of the market growth rate. And particularly in sectors like digital, even the 22% growth was somewhat less than the 33% growth we saw across Europe. We also lost our number one place in business services to Germany, and clearly saw financial services come under pressure, although the sector is still one in which the UK is the European market leader. As we move on to subsequent podcasts, we'll consider what that means for the outlook for FDI and then how policy ought to respond to ensure that the UK continues to be a very strong player in the European market for foreign direct investment. Thank you.